And of course, that was him. And of course, I'm Derek Shapiro, of course. And here is the 10th segment. Here's a raising contest. We did this on the second episode on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And here's that.
Bala says she can't tell the difference between generic and sun-made raisins. She said, "Yo, she said she can." Okay, Bala thinks she can.
Mr. Shapiro, hold on, Mr. Shapiro. Mr. Shapiro, the Howard Stern show is not like this. He had the strippers and everything else. Where's the strippers?
All strip, all strip.
No. Alright, here we go. Alright, check it. Alright,
I'm crazy on Howard Stern.
Alright, eat your raisins. Go ahead, eat your raisins. You gotta eat it.
I got some more.
Oh, me and my raisins.
Alright, now, I'm on a lot of raisins.
What are you eating it for?
No.
Alright, yo, you ate one. Alright. Yeah. Alright, now, which ones do you think those are? Are those that sun made? These are the bootleg ones. These are the Shaw's ones. You think those are the bootleg ones? What do you think those are?
Second cup stuff.
Wait.
The
Black Knight is up there.
Well, Mr. Rhythm, sir.
Remember, this was the first one. That's the second one.
It's kind of sweet, like blackberry molasses.
Definitely something.
It's got quite twang to it.
I know my raisins.
This should be the
M. Let's say it's be generic right here, sir.
You know the M. Everything shows are generic. These are definitely not generic. So that's the first ones you had.
Oh my God, Brian, are you having the raisins too? You work for Stop and Shop.
We gotta hit that. Okay. Everybody else, shut up. Except for these three.
The second ones was the real joints.
Yep. These are
he can hardly speak. Those are the first ones.
These are the real ones.
Bullshit. Okay.
Try the
second ones. Make sure you
wait.
Make sure.
I gotta stop. My mouth.
Have some soda.
Quiet now. Quiet.
That's after.
You sure is ain't no Fear Factor trick there?
Maybe I'll be
did
next
you
show.
Did try your second cup yet to see if you could figure out
what just to make sure. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, let me try that too.
If it was Fear Factor, it
I have the first cup. Let me try the second cup.
These are the real ones.
How come I'm not
the real ones?
Alright.
Who?
Yep, generic real, because I can tell by the size too.
Yeah. Alright, so, here's what, here it is. One person got it right, and that was Rola. She got
that's
it
right. That's right, baby! That's right, baby!
Okay.
Nice
old
fine and dandy, but can I get
I
some more raisins?
Let me see if I can do the difference. Give me some, give me
Rola,
some.
Rola was
I
the one who got it right.
I can tell
give
by
me some.
The size, too.
Let me see.
Yeah, you ain't gotta guess
it. Wait, let me. This is the regular ones.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Go eat it. Find out.
Let me tell them.
These were the real ones.
Let me taste it.
They don't even know themselves though.
Yo,
wait.
Damn, X. That means
I was right.
You got the fake
one. That was right, too. I had no
all
three of us.
Oh. No. Becky.
Yeah, well, you got it like that.
Drop some raisins.
So what do I win, Mr. Shapiro, sir? What do I win?
You win to hear Rebel song, no, A Day in the Life.
No, Rebel sucks. I don't want to hear Rebel.
That would be
all right. Did you win, too?
Oh, yeah.
So you were right, too?
Yeah.
Rebel's right? Okay. We all went to hear Rebel's song on the Derek Shapiro Show. We're going to do the soda after the song. After the song, I'm going to play Rebel, A Day in the Life.
Yes.
I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Pandorus Taurus III.
He wanted 5% to get his lyrics.
I don't know. But the name just sounded right.
Shout out to
Nah, really, I'd like to give shout outs to people, but I have nobody to give them to. Yo, shout out to A&B Label.
Yes, the AMB
crew.
I
want
to give a shout out to Black Clock
and the rest of y'all.
Hitler!
Well, you better go into the strong before I get to
you. I want to say shout out to
and of course, that was arranged in contest here. Seamtress with the 10th song.
Right, coming in at number 10 is Love Jones by Rola.
All right, here's the 10th song right now by Rola, Love Jones.
Love is so doesn't hold the foundation, so no one can raise the that crown that you feel from the burning. That godly love that's supposed to have you in mind if you never. The pressure of love is crazy love. A hold of its own like a monster, yeah. It's crazy to me how to love is lived through. There's nothing in this world could ever define me and you. Wanna be with you, baby. Love to hold you and kiss you. Open arms are not closing. Got that journey together. Chase what's easy, cause some of the world is just stupid love. I can hurt because her beauty ain't compared to her little brain. She gets used and she's crying, cause he left her with his defeat. Love is so light and another, you must have it tight cause it holds the foundation so no one can break the that crown that you feel from the burning. That godly love that's supposed to have you in lock if you never. The pressure of love is crazy love. A hold of its own like a monster, yeah. She's stupid to be thinking you will not see. Cause those other girls, they just don't amount to me. She needs you, she wants you. Anything for a player. Easy chicks, we give it up. It's selfish to be making a loss, baby. Cause do you know how to care for a child? Thinking it's love and it's nothing. It's more love for Nintendo. Making plates for a living. She'll come see and get you out. Love is so right in another. You must have it tight cause it holds the foundation so no one can break the that crown that you feel from the burning. That godly love that's supposed to have you in lock if you never. The pressure of love is crazy love. A hold of its own like a monster, yeah.
We're back here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, Rich Production Radio, here in Marietta, Atlanta area. And, of course, we are going to be playing the Denise interview from Classy Consignments out in Douglasville. She's a singer as well, and here's the interview how this is. All right, we have Denise over here, owner of Classy Consignments in Douglasville, Georgia. Of course, you're also a singer. Now, tell me about how'd you get started in singing?
Well, I grew up in church. I've been singing all my life. I've sang in various functions over the years. And I mostly do country music.
Awesome.
And tomorrow, I am auditioning for America's Got Talent.
Really? Whereabouts?
At the Atlanta's Bar. They're having Atlanta auditions.
And what are you going to be singing?
By Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, and of course, you have to record it on CD, right?
I am going to.
Okay, so hopefully I'll pick some up, and we'll play it on my next episode. But if you give us, the listeners over here on the Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show, a little sample of that song, please, Denise.
Okay.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Bonnie Raitt. I mean, Denise. Yes. Thank you very much. Yes. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. Owner of Classy Consignments, of course. One of my sponsors here. And you could go visit your store, of course, at 6554 Spring Street in Douglasville, Georgia. And, of course, if people come visit you now, you know what I'm saying? You got to sign autographs, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I do thank you for Losing Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show today, all right?
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you very much. See you later. Bye-bye. Okay, and this is the ninth segment of the year. And the ninth segment of the year is Frank Coletta from NBC WJR Channel 10 in Providence, Rhode Island. And here's how that went. And now our next guest, we have Frank Coletta from WJAR NBC 10. Welcome, Frank.
Thank you for inviting me, Derek.
Yes, well, thank you for being here. Boy, you've been at WJR Channel 10 since I was actually 1 year old, actually, back in 1978.
And more people are telling me that nowadays. I've been here a long time. 28 years this year.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, do you feel like a star?
No.
No. I asked everybody that. But, yeah, back at Channel 10 was on Doran Street, huh?
Well, originally, when I joined Channel 10, the TV station was on the fifth floor of the old outlet department store.
Really?
Which was, what was the address? 176 Way Bossett Street.
Where Minolta Hall is for Johnson & Wales?
No, right now, it's the green, you know, that campus green.
Oh, okay.
Downtown, yep. Providence, Johnson & Wales campus with the arch and all. That's where, yes, the department store used to be.
Yep.
And right now, it's, you know, it's Johnson & Wales took that property over. And about a year after I joined Channel 10, we moved next door to what we then called Broadcast House.
Yes.
That was the one on Dorrance Street.
That's the library now.
That's now the Johnson & Wales Library.
Wow.
And then in 1993, we moved to our current location in Cranston, which is in the Howard Industrial Park.
Yes.
So I've been at Channel 10 for three buildings.
Wow. Does it ever make you feel like, wow, you know, like a flashback, you know, like a...
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, you know, I grew up in Rhode Island. I was, mm-hmm, born and raised in West Warwick.
Yep.
And I always knew that the outlet department store had the Channel 10 on the fifth floor. So, really? That gave me a real sense of history when I, yep, started working there, being part of real history of Rhode Island.
So, and you are history.
Well, you know? I guess so.
So it should be in the dictionary, like Rhode Island, and you picture an extra Rhode Island, right? Yeah. Wait, and that's before you had the gray hair, too, back in the day.
Oh, gee, yeah, no, Channel 10 gave me the gray hair.
Well, you also work with some great people, such as Art Lake, of course.
Of course.
The late Doug White, of course. Mm-hmm. Still working with John Chiorsi.
Yep.
And Patrice Wood. Tell me the secret in the sauce, of course. Well, actually, you know, I mean, you know, the NBC News team, of course. You know, tell me.
Well, you know, there's a thing with television news where many people are nomads.
Yeah.
People change jobs every couple of years.
Yep.
And we did that for a while,
sure,
too. But there's one small core of employees at Channel 10. We joined here, you know, 25, 28 years ago.
Right.
And decided to stay for various reasons, most of which have to do with the station and with the state.
Right.
It's a wonderful station to work for, and,
yep,
it's a wonderful state. And ambition is fine. You know, that,
yep,
if people, some people want to go to the big, big markets, and more power to them.
Yep.
But there are some of us who decided that, you know, this is kind of a place where we can set down roots. And,
sure,
in my case, I had roots in Rhode Island anyway.
Yeah. Well, you cover day after day about, you know, shootings, about rape, about the mob, about the war in Iraq. What keeps you sane covering all the stories day after day, year after year, and decade after decade?
Well, you have to kind of set yourself apart. When you're covering these very serious news stories,
right,
you have to be serious about it, make sure all the facts are out, and try to do it without any emotion to,
sure,
any great degree. And it's really not till after the broadcast is over that you have time to think about the human impact of these terrible,
sure,
stories. But the idea when you're on the air is to get the facts out, and that's what we try to do.
Sure. And please tell me, like, what was the hardest or most difficult story that you had to report on?
Well, up until a few years ago, I would have had to think about it, but not anymore. Obviously, the station nightclub fire,
sure,
was certainly the most horrifying story that I had to cover. And you know that it happened at 11 o'clock on a Thursday night.
Yes.
February 20th of 03. And we were on the air for the 11 o'clock news and essentially stayed on all night.
Really?
And I got there at my usual time, or maybe a little earlier, 1, 2 in the morning.
Wow.
And we did a continuous broadcast from 11 o'clock that awful night,
wow,
right through the next day.
Wow.
The nighttime anchors Patrice and Gene,
yep,
stayed on the air until 5 a.m.
Wow.
And then I took over at 5 a.m. and stayed on the air nonstop until 4 o'clock that afternoon.
Wow.
And it was just mind numbing and so horrifying because we were getting information a little at a time.
Yeah.
We would broadcast entire news conferences from the scene. The governor was on the scene, the National Guard people, the police and fire department people from West Warwick, and eventually state investigators. And we just, people wanted to know.
Right.
People wanted to know everything. So we stayed on the air. We put the entire news conference on the air.
Right.
And the most terrible part of it, Derek, was the death toll kept rising.
Yes.
I would have to come on and say, and now 60 people have been identified as having perished, 65, 70. Yep. And it was quite wearing. And I say this to you without trying to sound too dramatic, because I was a little apart from it.
Yep.
Obviously, the effect must have been just horrible, 100 times worse or more for the people who had relatives there.
Exactly. And especially you being a resident of West Warwick, too.
Yeah, I was born and raised in West Warwick, and at one time I lived right in that neighborhood, behind the station. And in fact, we would go over and eat there when it was a restaurant before it became the station.
Sure.
So we were very familiar with the area and with the building. And I can remember that the restaurant seemed crowded when there were 45 people there eating. I can't imagine, 300 or 400 people in that building.
Sure. All right, back to you, Seamtress. And where are you, of course, in Atlanta right now?
Right now, I'm downtown at the World Congress Center at the Bonner Brothers International Air Show.
Really? And why are you there, of course?
Uh-huh.
Do you like hair?
Why am I here?
Yes. Is that because of the modeling, or is that because the acting you want to do? What's the hair show about?
The hair show is basically they demonstrate a bunch of different hairstyles and new products that are coming out. They have a bunch of giveaways. It's a great place for entertainers of all kinds to network.
Right. Well, I definitely need that because, my hair is, going bald, so I definitely need that hair, But
oh, yeah, they definitely help you out here.
Yes. Well, Seamtress, what's the ninth song of the decade?
Number nine is J-Rhythm, with Higher Than Life.
All right, here's J-Rhythm, Higher Than Life.
You know what today is? Save room for me. Baby, one more time, one more time, one more time. Turn it up, baby, one more time, one more time, one more time. And you know what today is? Save room for me, a room frame with me. You mean something to me? Now bring it back, like, turn it up, baby, one more time, one more time. Turn it up, one more time for me, baby, just one more time. We're going for hard, homie. This is my day. Know me, gotta get mine to fly away. It's cause God gave J.A. a pair of wings to reach heaven for Andre. Can't relate cause all y'all do is hate. Would rather forsake just for foreplay. The cup with a nigga with poor taste. All your time at the end just lose days. You say for the moment, I say go higher than up and own it. Own it like fourth quarter mic, opponent in a chokehold. Aim for greatness and you know it. So I ask, am I any different? An inch it is? Let's measure it. Can't measure me to him. This my time. Turn it up, baby, one more time. One more time, one more time. Yes, one more time. Turn it up, just one more time. Turn it up, baby, one more time. For me, one more time, one more time. Turn it up, baby, one more time. One more time, one more time. Yeah, and you know what today is. Save room for me, save room for me. A little pray with me, a little pray with me. Mean something to me. Now bring it back, like, turn it up, baby, one more time. Yeah, yeah. Why it's like, baby, turn it up. Fighting and even a dream, take it to another level. She wants me, but I distance me. And instantly she wanna brush up on me, cause I'm greater. Never degrade her, probably grade her. Sorry, I ain't claiming to be no player, but in this game, I'm a player. Can't hold my standards. Born for greatness, she born to make this. Heartache fly away like spaceships. So come on and shape this. Put you down for expanding relationship. More than just relations with this jet. We made for this. It's my day. We make it. Turn it up, baby, one more time. One more time, one more time. Yes, one more time. Turn it up, just one more time. Turn it up, baby, yeah. One more time. Me. One more time, one more time. Let's go. Turn it up, baby, one more time. One more time, one more time. And you know what today is. Oh, save room for me. Yeah, come on. A little play with me. A little play with me. You mean something to me. Now bring it back, like, turn it up, baby, one more time. Feeling, yo.
All right, that's Higher Than Life. And the eighth segment, of course, we're going to be counting down still. The biggest, let's see, the smaller numbers, of course, the biggest they are, of course. The biggest hits of the decade from 2005 to 2009, of course. And the eighth segment is a J Rhythm phony call segment. This is one of the funniest phony calls I did.
Don't go making phony calls. Please stick to the 7-digit numbers you're used to. I know that you think it's funny driving folks right up the wall, but it's really getting old fast.
I'm trying to play this joke in J Rhythm, Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. Styling now. Hello, is this J Rhythm?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Mark from Salabar, the group Salabar from Connecticut. How are you?
Doing good.
Yes, I heard a lot about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I wanted to know if you would like to record us in your studio, because we need a recording, and I heard your studio is very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a regular basement studio,
Because I'm the lead singer and I have drums. Do you have drums? Do you have like a guitar?
Yeah, I have a startup drum set. I don't know what you need, you know?
Oh, I need a lot. I need a lot. So, you know, do you have like a beer so I could drink? Because I like to, you know, drink when I'm recording.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd have to bring that yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, what about pot?
Pot?
Yes, I smoke pot when I'm recording.
I mean, it don't matter to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you have to do.
So I can smoke recording in your studio? You don't mind?
Nah, everybody does it. So.
You too?
No, not me.
Oh, okay, that's good.
All the artists and stuff, you know?
Alright, so how much do you charge?
Well, it depends on the work that you want to get done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what is it? You already have your music and all that stuff?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I mean, do you charge, like, $10 an hour?
So, like, depending, like, the max I'll go is 50 an hour, but depending, like, it's usually about, like, 30 an hour.
Okay. Can you pick us up? Hello?
Can I pick you up? No, you would have to find a way there yourself.
Okay, where are you located?
Right now at the studio, like, I'm transferring things right now, so, like, this would be, like, kind of a bad time, you know what I'm saying?
All right, J Rhythm?
Yes.
Someone gave me your phone number. You know who it is?
Who?
Hello, this is Derek. How are you? This is a joke. Phony calls, my new segment on Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. Did you actually think it was Mark from Salabar?
Wow. Hey, I don't even know who he is.
You actually thought it was... You didn't know it was me?
No.
All right. You're my first prank phone call. My producer again, my normal producer of the Derek Shapiro Show, J Rhythm. Thank you, J Rhythm. Are you tired from last night's show?
Yeah, how'd your show go last night?
It was decent.
That's awesome. All right. And that was the eighth segment. Here's a song. Seamstress, take it away.
Eighth song is Life 2 by Diversity.
All right. Here's Life 2 by Diversity.
Lights, the cameras in action. We pose, homie, strike as one. We once won all the finer things. But this is who you are. Hollywood. But this is
showtime, the cameras are rolling. Live to the world, this is the moment. It all makes sense when the dial's rolling. But so many times, man, I was going out of my mind, now I see it all. You can't quite walk till you
learn to crawl. You can't go run till you learn to walk. If you wanna fly high, better learn to fall. The future, they say it's in our hands, but when we speak up, they don't understand. The world's aging, our ways are changing. What's new today, next week is ancient. Wake up, this don't last forever. If I could freeze time, you would be my ever and forever, you and me together. But right about now, let the music take us like it.
Lights, the cameras in action. We pose, we stretch as one. We run all the finer things. Cause this is who you are.
Hollywood, 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 Hollywood.
Cause this is
order me to match the flashing lights. I order me something more to please the five basic senses. Eyes getting a little sensitive to the matching price. But for her, it's a habit to be at my best. And like a camera, she captures it. Strike a pose, she shudders. It's utter ridiculous, she mutters. So enamored by its aura. So toast to me, tip your glass instead. Toast to a unity, let me boast about you. Not a dime, but infinity. Off the charts, drop out of heaven directly in my heart. Driving it wild like you in my car. And let me be honest, you are the real star. The true light in this equation. And that's the real reason everyone else is hating, so.
Lights, the cameras in action. We pose, we stretch as one. We run all the finer things. Cause this is who you are.
Hollywood, 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 Hollywood.
Cause this is who you are.
Hollywood, 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 Hollywood.
Yeah, that's right. This is what dreams sound like coming alive right now. You listening to it. Jay Rhythm, the hit maker. Mondo, you already know what I do, baby. Rosa, and we back.
Rolling lights are flashing, people talking.